From the heart of the earth to the world, RTI.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's Base Card from Pop Rad. Another weekly look at the news from a slightly different angle. Sometimes serious, sometimes silly. Not all, well, normally confrontational as well. It's Eric Wiltshire at the base of the Tatry Mountains here in Slovakia, where I confess to the fact if you hear birdies going tweet, 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 it's so blinking hot in this building because somebody forgot to turn the flipping heating off that I've got the windows open and it's a bright sunny day. It's beautiful. Across the stagnant pond, now covered in dust, as the volcano erupts and dumps its stuff all over the UK, and fortunately it's coming here as well. We'll talk about that in a minute. It is none other than Lee Banks in his...
His what? Go on, then.
Well, I thought you'd be in your bomb shelter, you see, today.
Well, actually, I tell you what, this is like a nuclear war. We've been told not to leave the house. Everything, we are confined to our barracks until further notice.
Oh, dear.
Because of this dusty thing.
Well, actually, we'll come on to that, because there are some serious medical issues that to address.
This is a disaster of Hollywood proportions.
We'll get on to that in a minute. Quick funny story for you to start off with. We've got a solution to shopping.
Get divorced.
No. So there I was today. I had to get up very early this morning, boys and girls, and if you're queasy, listen away now.
Oh, no, ladies and gentlemen, he's told me this. Nobody in the world listen to him.
Well, I had to go and see... I'll clean it up a bit. I had to go and see Dracula this morning.
Oh.
Because in Slovakia, they're very, very good about preventative medicine in healthcare, unlike us Brits who only get the doctors when we've fallen over. And so you have to go, and Dracula comes along. And I am the biggest wimp on 2 feet when it comes to having... I can't even look at an injection on the television.
Ladies and gentlemen, he isn't. I am, but carry on.
So anyway, we go to the doctors. The nurse instantly looks at me and went, Pan Eric, and she sort of pointed to me to lay down over the side there, rather than sit. Yeah, I had to lay. Because I nearly passed out once in the doctors having an injection. So every time they do a blood test on me now, they lay me down rather than sit, just in case I fall over. It's not the drink, I tell you. So my fiance Martina says, "Well, I think you should have proper breakfast now, because I couldn't eat, or I was only allowed to drink water for 8 hours before this test." So that's a bit rubbish, isn't it? So we go up anyway. We go up to the one of the big supermarkets here, walk in, and I says good morning, with a nice little smile like I always do, to the young lady at the delicatessen counter, and she says, are you okay? And I said, well, no, I've had a blood test thing, obviously conversing in Slovak as one does, and she said to Martini, he's got such a lot of energy, we need to give him some special meat. So she went out to the back and brought some...
That's what I used to say about my dog.
They brought some beautiful English-style bacon for me.
Ooh.
Wonderful. Ooh. So that was a good start, wasn't it? Then we go to the checkout, right? And I said to Martina, could she go and get me a couple of packets of the stuff we can't talk about, cigs? And the lady at the checkout didn't really understand the conversation, because she clearly... I was then talking in English, living in Slovakia, and it didn't kind of... And she looked at Martina and gave her a dirty look. It was like, how dare you go away and leave your man here to do the shopping bits? So I didn't take much notice of it at the time. And she looked up at me with this sort of grandmotherish smile. You know the sort of thing, Lee?
I do.
Yeah. So what she did, bearing in mind, this is one of the supermarkets where you don't get carrier bags. You have to pay for them, yeah?
Yeah.
One of those. She reaches down to the bottom, underneath the counter, comes up with a white carrier bag for me, packs all my stuff in, and she went, there you are, my dear. As just like my grandmother doing it for me. And you could see her looking at Martina and going, so there you go. That's the secret to shopping, boys and girls. Look.
That wasn't the story I was expecting. Can I just do a quick consumer corner one for 10 seconds?
Moment. Go.
Right. 9, 8, I just want to say we have an anniversary connected to RTI FM today. Today is a month since I last received a call from a call centre.
Eureka!
I have been blacklisted by call centres.
Yes. The power of radio.
Do you know quickly how I did it? In fact, if people want to find out how to do it...
Yes. Why don't you...
Get in touch with me through RTIFM or through my Facebook thing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you how to do it. No call centre's rung me.
Lee, why don't you write it up and we'll put it on our info page?
I can't write. I'm a journalist.
Good idea. Anyway, hi to the listeners in Talk Radio X Lane and Replay, and of course you beautiful people on Audio Boo and RTI. It's super stuff. Lots more of you listening on Audio Boo, funnily enough. Not such a good story about Apple coming along nice. But that's such is life. I have to start off with a bit of a sad news, and it's a young man, well, he was young, 62 years young, called Guy Cuney. Now, Guy was... well, I'm sure you knew him if you didn't know him.
I knew him through you.
Yeah. Guy Cuney, if you look him up on the internet, just put BBC and Guy Cuney into your Google search thing when you got a mo. He was Mr. Computer. He worked on commercial television and the BBC, talking about computers, and Guy was one of those... people that was either in or out of favour with broadcasters, and he went out of favour a bit, and I had the great honour of working with him on a radio show, and I can assure you, for the next generation, Guy will have forgotten more about computers than these guys will know. He was so good at it, and he knew how to explain it in plain language, and my coffee's arrived. Marvellous. Thank you, Petra.
Thank you, Petra. I'm glad you made me one.
Lee said thank you for his coffee that he hasn't got. Uh-huh. Is that all right?
Yeah.
I heard Petra speak.
You
that
did.
Was Petra speaking.
That was Petra speaking, everybody. That was Petra speaking. So I'd just like to say to Guy Cuney, a million thanks for the stuff that you taught me and the help and advice you gave me. And on behalf of everybody that you helped, Guy, thank you so much. You will be long, 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 long missed, but never, ever forgotten. Never forgotten. Thank you, sir. Moving along, something quite light. We've got a little competition going. And I can't wait to hear the entries. And I want an entry from Lee as well. I think that
I'm doing an entry.
Are you?
Good. Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to do the Consumer Corner bit, and I'm going to do an entry for you, too.
Are you really? Lovely. What happened, boys and girls, if you look up on the internet, just put my name in the internet, Eric Wiltshire, W-I-L-T-S-H-E-R.
It comes up twice.
I know it does. Well, it comes up more than twice.
I come up thousands of times.
Yes, right, Ollie. And you'll find a blog of mine, ericwiltshire.blogspot.com. Little video on there, which is in Slovak. And the basis of this story is they're trying to rename a place in Slovakia that would help the international community say the name of the place. So our national... I emphasise this. Our national TV station, commercial TV station.
Eric's been on telly, ladies and gentlemen.
And they said, would you help us, please, Eric? Well, of course, my civic duty to help everybody in the television world, isn't it? Of course. Especially if I'm getting on national telly. And I was looking quite good that day. Fortunately, I'd put a clean T-shirt on.
You had the blue one on. I've seen it.
Well, you remember helping me buy it nearly, don't you?
Oh, of course I do. Ah, that was so romantic, wasn't it? Shopping together. Yeah,
the one thing, there's such a lot about the sky in this particular programme, as you'll find out. Meteorites come to the Earth frequently. There's lots of them here all the time. And if you've got high up places, they're a very good place to have an observatory. Therefore, we've got loads of them in Slovakia. If you're a starry, moony, observery person, come to Slovakia, there's loads of them. The trouble is, and I'm not going to say the words because it'll be kind of like giving the answer to the competition. They've got a couple of words or names of places that they thought would work in the English language.
I've got a brilliant one already.
They don't, boys and girls. So, anyway, the reason I was on television was trying to say the words that are in
Star
the...
Star O'Lesnar.
Star O'Lesnar. Very good. The purpose of me being on the television was to try and say the words in English. The trouble I had, Lee, was I'm so used to saying the Slovak version of the words now, it took me a while to get back into the English terminology, if you see what I mean.
I know, I watched it, and I thought, he's really struggling to make it sound like he can't say that.
Because it really, I mean, there's, just try and think of somewhere that's not on that, on that Kishmarock. That'll do, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
Kishmarock's down the road from where we are. If you saw the spelling of Kishmarock and read it in English, it would say something completely different. For example, the Y, as we say it in English, is an I sound. So in other words, here's a good one. In Slovak, it's Hipanova.
Hipanova.
And in English,
that's
it's Hyper...
very old ladies, isn't it?
That in English, it's Hypernova. Because there's a Y sound in it.
Ooh.
And so the words sort
so
of come...
So you have a hypermarket or a hypermarket?
We have Hipanova, but no, not... Yeah. But it's actually... But it's said or spelt to you as hyper. But it's hipper.
I know. That's why I asked you. Is it a hypermarket over there or a hypermarket?
Well, no, you can have both, you see, because some use the English.
Yeah, that's the thing with the Slovaks. They want it always over.
And then, of course, you have another variety where they have what's called a smiley in Slovak, which sits on top of an S normally, like a little the lips smiling, which changes... Yeah, in the middle of the word. So like in French, you've got accents and umlauts. Well, yeah. the Slavic language has a little smiley on top as well, and that means something different. So
is that called a smiley? Is that really called a smiley?
Well, loosely, yes. If you translate the word loosely, that's what it means. Oh, right. And so you get this whole thing. So there you go, boys and girls.
Fascinating.
Yeah, right. if you go to the blog, what we're going to do is we'll find some RTI-type prizes from wherever you are in the world, doesn't matter, and we'll play some of your entries. Now, a winning entry doesn't necessarily...
You've got a picture of me, topless.
It doesn't... Stop it. It doesn't necessarily mean the winning entry will be the best entry. It could be the best comedy entry. It could be also... And if you get it right, if you get it really, 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 really right, and you're not Slovak, then we'll find you a prize as well. But don't forget...
What we got to do?
Say the names.
Yeah.
There's a name on the blog, which I can't say, and it's in red, so you can't miss it.
Yeah.
And what you have to do is record it.
Yeah.
Which you can do with your mobile or whatever. You don't need good audio quality.
Yeah.
Send us a little MP3. Because you're only saying a word, it'll be just a few kilobytes.
It's too complicated for me already.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's got you out of it. And just send it over to Postcard from Poprad. It's as simple as that.
Just send you an email.
Yeah, just send an email with the MP3 attached. It'll be a tiny, weeny little MP3.
You're just ruling me out of this competition, aren't you?
Didn't say a word. And we'll pick out some winners. So there you go. Tell us how you think the name should be said, the worst one of all. And you'll see the problem. In fact, if you look on the video, you can see the words written down as well. And it'll be a bit of fun. And we've got some RTI shirts and stuff like that to give away to anybody that wants to have a go at it. So there you go. That was Eric on national television. And a little competition for you as well.
Can I just say, ladies and gentlemen, while he's bragging about being on national television...
Yes.
I am on international radio at the end of next week talking about the Village of the Damned.
Which one are you doing?
I can't remember what it's called, but I promise I will for next week. I'll tell you next week what it's called. It's a big one.
It's
a really big one, yeah. And it's not only a ghosty one, it does other things as well.
Oh, right. Okay, moving along then. So,
okay, let's get on with this show.
Let's get on with the show. We had the email flood in this week, which we picked one out, and quite interesting. It says, Dear Eric, being stuck here in the UK, well, that's not my problem. I want the euro in my hand. Oh dear.
Yeah,
but none of the UK parties support this, and all trying to play the euro down. And that Brussels has taken over control. If you listen to one of the other programmes, Jenny, that's on RTI, stay listening. You will actually hear an interview with a member of the European Parliament explaining how and where the laws in Europe are made. And I'll leave Charles to do that rather than fill up the programme doing it. So,
exactly.
Jenny continues.
I know what Jenny's saying.
Right.
But we don't want the euro, Jenny.
I've got divided views on that. It's really funny. Apparently, says Jenny, we have higher taxes than anyone else in Europe. Money just goes missing and no one can find it. Most of the politicians are corrupt and lining their pockets.
Dead right.
How can we stop them? The euro?
No.
Right. Apparently, Jenny's emailed one political party over a week ago and they've refused to answer, so no vote so far. They
to be expected.
Mm-hmm. Then she's also been onto the website of another party, although Jenny describes the website as a bit messy.
Uh-huh.
I've got no comment there, Jenny, because I couldn't agree with you more. I did manage to find my way around, but they don't... but they don't state general politics for the election. What is the point of them, then? Although I have managed to email them. You, Rika!
Well, that's very good, and don't be so rude about it. You don't, Rika, Jenny.
Therefore, the UK is not up for the USA style of vote. Jenny, I know. I know.
Dead right, Jenny.
I know. I'll tell you what, this is really weird, because I'm, like, torn between a rock and a hard place. I didn't like, and I have to say I didn't like, Slovakia dumping the crown or corona. Remember that, Lee?
Yeah, of course I do.
Now, the reason I didn't want them to dump it is I was a bit anti-euro. Okay? Fair enough?
Yep.
Right. I also like the notion of there being a pound.
This was a problem, and I had an idea what we were going to do.
There's a plane going over.
There's got to be no controversy in this show, because I agree with you. Well, the pound is something that identifies us, and it also creates its own image within the world.
But...
And the euro destroys things.
But... Now I've had a year of the euro...
Yes.
...and can pop off to other countries and use it, I don't really find it that difficult...
I know what you mean. It's not difficult to use, but Eric,
what?
For your sins, you are a smoking man.
Not for much longer. Coming to that in a minute.
Right. But how much were your cigarettes costing you in Slovakia before the euro?
Well, no, that's not fair, because the government put them up.
Yeah, but, well, all right, then pick on something else. Something else. What happens when you take on the euro is that the poor man suffers. Because everything goes up, but your wages don't go up. It's like when we went metric here.
Well, I couldn't... Divided views on that, because I've spoken to some people who were in, not necessarily in the government, but one of the agencies, and previously worked at the National Bank of Slovakia, which is a bit like the Bank of England.
Yeah.
Where the problem was before, and where there could be a problem in the future, is the very small coins, like 1 cent...
Yeah.
In euro. Now, in other countries, they ditched that completely, which meant that you went from one denomination of currency to another, but then didn't have compatible small coins. So everybody put the prices up a little bit.
Now that, everything went up anyway. That's the main reason. But it might only be a penny on an item, but if you buy 20 items, your bill's gone up by 20p.
I agree. You know, but that didn't happen in Slovakia so much, you see. That was the difference.
How could it not have happened?
Well, because they kept the smaller denomination coins.
Ah, right. Now, that's interesting. I didn't realise that.
Yeah, so you still got the... And they are talking about whether to dump them or not at the minute. And I'm sure
the prices will have levelled out now, won't they? So it really isn't that necessary to keep
no.
them.
No, but in terms of your question, no.
Did I ask a question?
Yeah, you said about products that I buy, and we won't mention the other things again. But in general, general shopping terms, if your discounts out of it increases on by government to to encourage you to stop smoking and stuff like that. And the oil price fluctuation like crazy. If you take those things out, the general shopping costs have not really jumped in the last 12 months. They did.
I've seen them in my time over there. Coming over there in the last 5 years, I've seen the cost of stuff rocket in Slovakia.
It did
absolutely rocket.
You're absolutely right. It rocketed tremendously up until about this time last. Well, not combined with the euro. But they did go up disproportionately to older times. But that was because the cost of what we were buying was different. Now, if you go, and I'd always advise this wherever you go in the world, boys and girls, if you go on holiday, and I used to do this in Latvia as well, in Riga, I never went to the tourist places. Never, ever, ever. I found a little, I stayed in the, in fact, here we go, Bill Clinton was there once when I was there, at a hotel in Riga. And they used to laugh at me. They said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the bar. And they go, And I go, Don't worry about it. And I used to go around. I couldn't speak a word of Latvian at the time, but I learnt a few bits. And this little bar was like the front room of a typical tiny English house. And it was owned by the family. They basically got a license to sell beer, which was pretty much for the family.
Yeah.
And I asked if I could go. And one bloke spoke a bit of English, and with my little knowledge of Latvian as it was, they used to say, and they worked out what I was doing, and I was talking about it, and I was doing stuff for the government about radio and all this sort of thing, and they'd actually heard me on the radio as well. And that was my local after a while when I was working in Riga. And I was paying nearly 50% less for a large glass of beer than I would have done in a hotel.
Yeah, but that's the way it is. I remember a similar thing in Portugal. I was working out in Portugal, mm-hmm. and I used to go to the shanty town on right. the edge of the town.
Yeah.
And from a hotel where, I say at that time, it was a pound for a pint of beer in the hotel. If you went to the bar down the street from the hotel, you were paying like 50p.
Yeah.
In the shanty towns, you were paying 10p.
I know.
It was a bit dangerous, but it saved you a load of dosh.
Well, actually, we can do a quick commercial. Well, we're not going to do a commercial. But it's the same here in Poprad, boys and girls. Yeah, near where I live is a German. Is he German? I'm sure he's German,
yeah,
isn't
he's
he?
German, yeah, yeah. It is, yeah.
And he lives right...
Nice bloke.
He lives right... What was his name, Lee? Forgotten.
Can't remember. Adolf.
No, it wasn't. Don't be silly. No, it wasn't that.
Knees.
No, not Bumpsy Daisy either. And anyway, there's this lovely little bar behind where I live, and where Lee stays in an apartment adjacent to me. And the beer in there is incredibly low cost compared to other places. Now, he's buying it from the same place, boys and girls.
That's right.
And so it's his cost of sale that's kept down. Whereas other places have to charge more because they've got bigger overheads, they've got more taxes to pay, blah, 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 blah. Tax. It's tax again, isn't it? So that's where the problems come in when you look
at it. That's right. And I would say, despite not doing an advert for it, it's easy enough to find. And if you ever go across to Poprad, go in there because it's a nice bar and he's a really friendly, very funny chap.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I could remember the name of it, but I can't.
I can't remember.
No, I'll ask Petra in the break. And
are we doing this show or not?
Well, we are, sort of. Anyway, so back to the politics. Back to the politics of it all. So Jenny's got a really powerful problem and a really powerful argument. But
yeah.
the trouble is, at the moment, there's equal and opposite things. Now, coming on to the election thing as it is, and we stay apolitical, as they say, which means we don't support one or the other people. Lee just rants about whoever. Lee just rants, boys and girls, about whichever one's in power.
But in these circumstances, I rant about everybody.
Yes. So they've had.
I believe every word of it. I'm not making it up just to be politically correct or not to break any rules or laws.
No.
I believe Gordon Brown was wooing Nick Clegg and agreeing with everything that David Cameron said. There's not a cigarette paper between their policies.
Are you talking about this so-called US-style debate thing?
Yeah, this momentous night, which we were supposed to face last night. The three leaders went on television, cowboy-style, and told the world what they were going to do. They did nothing. It was bland, boring, safe. It was absolutely pointless.
Well, I've actually read all the reports back, so I've been quite good, been reading up. 99.9%, I'd say, well, nearly that, have said it exactly the same way as you. However, I did see a couple of people that had been quoted as saying they are looking at these presidential-style debates and will make their mind based on the three debates. Now, what was interesting is they were all between 18 and 25 years old who were influenced by the debates. That
well, they would
worries
be because,
me.
Because there's a certain, well, yeah, because there's a certain element of naivety there. You know, like, for instance, one of the main points that Gordon Brown made was that he bragged about UK immigration into the UK. It's going down, he said. It's gone down for the last 3 years, which is perfectly true, Gordon. You told the truth. for once. But you didn't explain why. You said it was because of your policies. It isn't. It's dropping because it's too dear to live here anymore.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
I speak to both Polish people and Slovak people who have come back because it's not worth their while living and working in the UK because the pound is so weak against the euro.
They came over here because they were penniless over there. Now they're living in caravans on, at the back of some farmer's land, trying to eke a living, and they're as poor over here as they were over there. So what's the point of being over here? Well done, Gordon, you bankrupted the country and created an end to immigration, basically, because nobody wants to live here, including the indigenous population.
Ah, now that's the other question. I wonder, could you find some help for me?
I can help you, Eric, with anything you want.
Stop it.
Right, carry on.
I want to know how many people have emigrated from the UK.
The last time I counted,
It
was something in the region. What, in how long? In forever?
No. Of the world. I don't know. Say, last 5 years.
I think each year, for the last 5 years, I really could be brought to task over this, because you have dumped this on me slightly, but I think it was something in the region of 200,000 to 300,000 people a year leave Britain to go abroad.
That doesn't say a lot, does it?
I'm sorry, you just asked me and I just told you.
No, I mean, that doesn't say... No, I'm not...
10 million!
No.
10 million leave this country. It's only taken 6 weeks to get rid of everybody.
I think you need to take one of those calm-down tablets. It doesn't say a lot for Great Britain if you've got British citizens leaving in numbers around 200,000, does it?
No, of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't.
That was the point.
You know that I'm on my way. Mm-hmm. All I'm doing is sorting out what I have here, and I will leave my legacies to the world in this broken-down old haunted house that I live in. And that will then pay for me to do what I want, and I will be gone from this country.
Oh, dear.
What?
Well, how will we do postcard from Pup Parrot if you've left the country?
Oh, no. Well, we'll swap round. I'll go to Pop Rod and you come over here.
Get a life.
You've had over a year of doing it from over there. You come over here and do it.
No, I've had nearly 5 years now, actually.
I don't know, 5 years.
It's good, isn't it? Isn't it good? I like that.
It is. And it is amazing, like you say, how that place has changed in the last 5 years. It's phenomenal. And it's not all for good. And it's not all for good, Eric.
No, I know, but you're
destroying a tradition.
No, it's not. It's how you manage the change that's important. And this is something I say to people time and time and time again. Anywhere you are listening in Europe, this applies. Just change the country. And I say to Slovak people, please keep Slovakia Slovak, but share the message of its beauty in English.
Yeah.
And I mean that. If you get more Tories... I'll tell you what, do you know who was really smart over this debate?
Share it in German as well. Share it in every language.
Well, the Welsh, really smart at the end of the day. I'll tell you, boys and girls, look at the history. 30-plus years ago, there was big fights between the Welsh and the English, nothing new there. There was houses getting wrecked. There was all sorts of nasty things going on. Somebody woke up and went, hang on a minute, that's a lot of money they're pouring into our country. Let's be nice to them. Today, there's more people speaking the Welsh language because they've got the money to put into the schools than was actually the case 30 years ago.
You're right. The problem was, because I must admit, 30 years ago, I was only a young whippersnapper, but I wanted to move to Wales. And the reason I wanted to move to Wales was exactly the same reason as people wanted to move to Slovakia in the last 5 years, because property was so cheap. The thing was, the Welsh felt, and quite rightly in a way, that the English moving over there were actually not increasing the price of houses. They were actually dumbing them down.
Right.
And they were losing money. But then, like you say, quite rightly, they caught on and said, well, no, let's make this work for us.
Okay, that's a good point to stop the first half of the programme, because that is Postcard from Pop Brad Part 1 with Lee and Eric. We'll be back in Part 2. Don't forget, don't take too long making the tea.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world. The Station of the Stars.